Russia says it has launched one of its biggest security operations in Olympic history, 1 month before the start of the Winter Games in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The decision comes after two recent suicide attacks killed dozens of people. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
Protecting the thousands of athletes and spectators in Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi at a time of suicide bombings in the country has proven to be a major challenge. Russian authorities say, however, they are deploying more than 30,000 police and interior ministry troops and limiting access to Sochi. In a statement, the emergency situations minister Vladimir Puchkov said that from January 7th, all divisions responsible for ensuring the guests' security at the Games are being put on combat alert. He added that, in his words, every facility will be put under protection and a space-based monitoring system will be launched. The decision comes after two suicide bomb attacks killed 34 people in the southern city of Volgograd on the 29th and 30th of December. A Chechen warlord who wants to establish an Islamic state had urged his fighters to disrupt the Olympic Games. Russian security measures are closely watched by the United States, from where some 250 athletes are competing, explained State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Marie Hough.
People should also be reminded that threats have been made against the Olympic Games, and acts of terrorism, including bombing, continue to occur in Russia. So obviously this is an exciting, positive, happy international sporting event, but people going there do need to maintain vigilance and watch out for their own security and safety.
However, international concerns remain that ongoing anti-Kremlin insurgency in the northern Caucasus could affect the Sochi Winter Games, which open on February 7th, followed by the Paralympics. Last year, Russian authorities used security concerns to announce that protest rallies would be banned in the Games area. But following pressure from campaign groups, a recent decree says protests during the Games can be held, if agreed, with authorities. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.